If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Roy Spencer, Jessica teed you up, had some questions, and she asked a pointed question. Do you want to paraphrase your question and tee that up one more time, Jessica, that you asked him, Roy, going into the break?
We just run into, obviously, sump pump failures all the time, and the customer is trying to explain to me, well, we have this backup system, and then I've got another sump pump, and they're trying to ask, like, why did everything fail? And I truly just want to know the answer. How does this happen? So,
it's a great question and a very common one. Jeremy, you can tell the audience, how many sump pumps fail?
100%.
All of them.
All of them.
And why do they fail? Because they're mechanical things. There's nothing mechanical that's not going to fail. The worst thing about sump pumps is you don't know when they fail. Okay? You find out at the worst time, usually, during a bad storm, and I thought it was running.
Working.
You go downstairs and basin's flooded or whatever. So it's a horrible way to find out it's not working. But you know it's going to fail. You just don't know when. A brand new sump pump out of the box. You know, a week later, it could fail.
Yes,
so,
it can.
And, you know, that sump pump that's worked faithfully for 12 years, like your refrigerator, the thing never fails. You know, of course, I asked David this morning if a sump pump was working. He said, oh, yeah. I said, how do you know? Well, I hear it. I hear it now.
Yeah.
So you don't know. Even if it worked yesterday, you don't know it's working today. And so all pumps fail. And backup pumps are what? Pumps. So they also can mechanically fail. And say, well, what are the odds of both pumps failing? Well, actually, a backup pump has three components to it. Besides a pump, it has a battery. It's a battery backup pump in most cases. Sometimes it's water powered, but you don't want those. But in any case, there's the pump. Now we have a battery to be concerned about. I asked David how old his battery is. Batteries wear out. We all know that. But we buy these batteries and we buy a backup pump, and we kind of forget the basement, the pump down in the battery down in the basement. So it's not uncommon for us to see a backup pump that's 7 years old and it's never not worked, right?
Well, do they run? Like the battery backup's only going to run if the
in an emergency situation, right?
So
a lot of times it can go years and not running. And what happens to a motor, Jeremy?
Oh, you think it's awful.
When it doesn't run,
when it doesn't do its job?
when it's not allowed to exercise.
Gaskets, seals,
really
everything breaks.
Calcify it sitting down in a damp pit and calcify rust. Blah blah blah. So a pump not running for periods of time is not a good thing.
Yep.
And of course, batteries get old and. I think, David, you mentioned you heard yours beeps once in a while.
Sound,
you can push
the
test button and it beeps. Okay, at least I know that's just working, right? There's enough power in that battery to make the beep go off. Okay,
I guess. Maybe not run a motor.
If it's more than 3 years old, it doesn't have the capacity the new battery has, and it diminishes pretty quickly thereafter. So you get in a bad storm where your backup pump finally needs to work, okay, and it works great. For 10 minutes, maybe a half hour, and all of a sudden, it dies. And now you have a flooded base, even though you had a battery backup pump. So the battery was old. There's also a third element, a charger that keeps that battery charged all the time. It's a trickle charger. What happens if that fails? And all that is plugged into your circuit, your electrical circuit. And what if that circuit breaker has tripped and you don't know it? So now the battery's not being charged. So that's why... people with pumps, you know, you can understand why they would fail.
Sure.
They have what we call a single point of failure, which just like in the airlines, you don't want that when you have everything in your basement. And then you have, okay, now I have a backup pump. But that's also a point of failure. And they do fail for all those reasons. So, and they can fail independently, you know.
So let's replace them every 3 months.
What's that?
Replace everything every 3 months, and then I know everything's going to work. Is that the solution?
No, we actually have a better solution.
Okay.
I mean, do you recommend that, like, homeowners get, like, inspections done on sump pumps, like, every year, every other year?
Well, we actually have a service at Permaseal. It's preventive maintenance, annual maintenance, where we come out and clean out the sump pit, because debris can get in the sump pit, and it can get caught in the impeller and cause the pump to fail and things like that. But that's good, And that's what was the impetus, honestly, for me to invent, we call it the basement defender, because I had a customer and we did a great job for them. They're very happy, and it worked well for years, waterproof in their basement. Of course, we put the best pump we can put in there, primary pump. We put a good backup pump in, maintenance-free battery, everything we could do. And they did everything they could do. They researched our company, checked the referrals, and so they had done everything we could do, including an annual maintenance thing we just performed for them. And 3 months later, they called me. It was after a bad storm. They came back from vacation. Their basement had flooded.
Wow.
And they were just sick. Well, guess what? I got the letter.
They're moving.
It was a package.
I bet.
With a 7-page letter and 12 pages of photographs of all their damage, and said, "We trusted you, relied on you. What can you do for me?" And I'm not an insurance company, and I
you don't
begin
control
to put things
water.
Back together. So that was the impetus. I said, there's got to be a better way, and that's when we developed the Basement Defender.
Got a text here for you. This is a great question. 815, a question for Roy. I would say Mr. Spencer, out of respect.
No, Roy's good.
The Roy Spencer.
With the capital T. Sure. How often do you recommend replacement of the sewage ejector pit pump if the homeowner is being proactive about maintaining the system? Second part of the question, similar to the pump installation for groundwater, do you recommend a backup pump being packaged with the sewer ejector pump? Lastly, three-part question.
Wow.
This guy wants his money's worth here. Do you recommend something like the Basement Defender for the ejector pump? Thank you for your answers, Bruce.
Okay, Bruce, thank you for your questions. Number one, ejector pumps, I think this question came up at breakfast, you know, how long do they last? And, well, it depends, like most pumps, how often they're being used, okay? And so if you have a downstairs, you know, bedroom and bathroom where it's being used a lot, then the pump's not going to last as long as, you know, if it's been done infrequently with just water from floor drains or an occasional shower downstairs or something like that. So that will range. Most pumps will last, you know, I would say in the range between 5 and 10 years.
Good
type
pumps.
Thing.
Good pumps. Right?
Yeah,
not from a big box store.
Right.
A good pump.
So, but even that, you know, it could fail right away. So that's why I recommend, and by the way, there's not really a backup pump you can handle an ejector pump, because ejectors handle just that, raw solids and things like that. So backup pumps don't powerful enough to handle that kind of thing. So we do the Basement Defender can be fitted to work with your ejector pump. So you can get the same notification you would with your stormwater pump. So just like the stormwater pump, the Basement Defender actually tests that pump every day. At 9 o'clock in the morning, you're going
to
hear.
Does it have to be nine?
Yes.
Can I change? I can't change everybody the time.
Midwest,
everybody
yeah.
is nine.
If you want to move to right. you know Arizona,
darn it.
We can
okay,
make
okay, sure,
it,
sure, sure.
It's 8 o'clock.
Got it. It's 8.
But it just runs your pumps momentarily, just enough to measure the amperage, to make sure it's working. It actually does exercise the pump a little bit, so it's getting a little movement, not just sitting there for months or years between uses.
Yeah.
So it tests it, and it will send you an alert if there's a problem. Not just because it's not working, if it's drawing too much amperage. The impeller is stuck or partially open, or the discharge line is clogged or something. It's drawing too much amperage. It will send you a notification that there's a problem that needs to be taken care of before you have an emergency.
That's really cool.
That's wild.
That is cool.
Okay.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach your tribal members, which is what you guys call them, right? Big tribe at PermaSeal. What's the best number to reach you guys?
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.